In France, reports say President Sarkozy's right-wing party has suffered a crushing defeat in regional polls. Iran's leader slams the U.S. human rights violations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You are not in a position to talk to anyone regarding human rights.
And another U.S. drone strike on Pakistan's tribal areas. Several people have been killed in that attack. Those were the top stories of 2100 hours GMT. It's 1:30 a.m. in Tehran, where I am. You're watching Press TV. Exit polls show French President center-right bloc has suffered a comprehensive defeat in regional elections. The Socialist Party and its allies won some 54% of the vote to give the left control of at least 20 of the 22 regions up for grabs on the mainland. Although the result represents a triumph for the socialists, the fact the center-right appears set to hold on to the Alsace region in the east is a big relief for Nicolas Sarkozy. The president has come under criticism from his own camp for his policies. Analysts say the feeble economy and growing unemployment has taken its toll on the government. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the United States is not in a position to speak of human rights and democracy while acting against them.
They claim that we back human rights, we feel responsible for human rights. You are not in a position to talk to anyone regarding human rights. In which one of your moves in the past few years did you bring about any change compared to what you did in the past? In Afghanistan, did you reduce the massacre? Did you reduce your interference in Iraq? The disastrous massacre of people in Gaza, didn't you support for that? Didn't you support that? And now you're talking of supporting human rights?
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was addressing the crowds in the northeastern city of Mashhad on the first day of the Persian New Year. The leader lashed out at the U.S. officials for supporting riots after Iran's June presidential election and describing him as a civil moment. He said what Washington did after the Iranian election contradicted its calls for normalized ties with Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei said Washington is hated by world nations for decades of aggression and invasion against various countries. A U.S. drone attack has killed at least 8 people in northwest Pakistan. Pakistani intelligence officials say 2 drone missiles hit North Waziristan tribal region bordering Afghanistan. This comes less than a week after 2 similar airstrikes left 17 people dead in the same region. Washington claims that raids target militants in Pakistan. Hundreds of civilians have fallen victim to the U.S. drone attack since 2008. According to the latest report by the Afghan government on security situation in the country, more than 2,000 civilians have lost their lives in growing militant attacks in recent months. On that, we have Faiz Khurshid with this report.
The clashes between Afghan militants and security forces reached their climax during last solar year, which ended on Saturday, and more Afghan civilians became the victims of these clashes. This is the main point in Afghan government's just-released report on the security situation in the war-torn country. According to Afghan Interior Ministry, about 2,157 civilians were killed by the militants during the last solar year. It followed a report by the United Nations saying that 2,412 civilians lost their lives in the year 2009 in Afghanistan. 596 of these civilians were killed by the foreign troops who are supposed to defend the Afghans.
Innocent civilians also lost their lives in the last Persian year. Most of these civilians were killed in roadside blasts in the country.
The government's report also said that the year was the deadliest one for Afghan security forces. About 2,200 Afghan security forces were reportedly killed in the year. Most of the dead were policemen. In Afghanistan, civilians with no enough experience are mostly recruited as policemen. It's far more dangerous to be a policeman than a soldier in this country, as soldiers on patrol can slip away, but policemen stuck at their posts are more exposed to the daily attack of the militants. This has discouraged most of the police force to keep on.
We are deeply concerned about the surge of violence. Recently, two of my colleagues were killed in the attack which happened here in Kabul.
Afghan sources say that the Taliban fighters now have a permanent presence in almost 75% of the Afghan territory. And this has raised many questions on the U.S. and its allies' claim that their troops are stationed in Afghanistan to bring peace and root out the militancy.
The foreign troops don't want peace to be realized in Afghanistan. They should learn from Iran. We saw that the Iranians could capture the leader of Jandallah, but here leaders of terrorist groups are still at large.
In the year 2001, after the Taliban fell in Afghanistan, foreign troops numbered about 12,000. Today, that figure has fallen to over 100,000 and will reach to 150,000 with the latest troop deployments. The unrest has also mushroomed in equal measure.
There is now an urgent need to change the current deteriorating security situation of this country into an environment of peace, as the escalating violence keeps affecting all aspects of life here. But many say that unless the foreign troops are pulled out of Afghanistan, peace and stability will only be dreamed. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.
Two separate bomb blasts have hit convoys of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. The incident took place in the eastern province of Khost. Taliban militants say at least 8 U.S. soldiers were killed in the roadside bomb attacks. The U.S. military has not confirmed the deaths yet. It says only 3 of its soldiers have been wounded. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on Israel to end the 3-year blockade of the Gaza Strip. Ban says the blockade is unacceptable and increases the suffering of the Palestinian people. The UN chief made the comments just ahead of his visit to Jerusalem Al-Quds, where he met with senior Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier, Ban met with Palestinian officials in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank as part of his 2-day tour of the Middle East.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has arrived in the besieged Gaza Strip on Sunday as part of his 2-day visit to the Middle East to revive the peace process. Upon his arrival from the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing, he toured the Hizbet Abid Rabbo village in northern Gaza, where the entire neighborhood was totally destroyed during the Israeli offensive in January 2009. Many Gazans were carrying placards demanding UN Secretary General to put the pressure on Israel to end the ongoing blockade.
We want the unjust Israeli siege to be lifted so that we can rebuild our destroyed homes. We live in a prison, and we want the border crossings to be fully opened so that we can lead a normal life like other people around the world.
Ban Ki-moon concluded his 2-hour tour by visiting the unfinished UN housing projects in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, where he delivered a speech in a press conference. He highlighted the need to end the siege, which has prevented the UN from completing its housing projects. Ban expressed solidarity with the Palestinians living in harsh conditions.
I appreciate for all Gazans who are striving to provide for their families with amid unacceptable, unsustainable conditions. United Nations and myself and the members of the quartet and all the international community have been urging Israeli authorities to ease these restrictions and open crossings.
Efforts to rebuild are undermined, according to the Palestinians, by the Israeli blockade that prevents the entry into Gaza of building materials.
As we all know, the siege is still in place, but he brings some good news from Moscow. We welcome all good news. The people who are waiting for these 150 housing units in Khan Yunis are now happy to know that these houses are going to be finished very soon. That's the first step. Of course, there are 60,000 other families who want to hear the same news.
This is Ban Ki-moon's second visit to Gaza. People in Gaza surveyed the damage after further Israeli airstrikes. 5,000 houses were destroyed, 20,000 houses damaged, possibly beyond repair in Gaza war.
The besieged people of Gaza call on the UN Secretary General to match words with actions and pressurize Israel to lift the siege on Gaza so that people can start rebuilding the shattered homes and lives. Youssef El-Hallo, Press TV, Gaza.
The Lebanese army has opened fire on two Israeli warplanes that violated the country's airspace. The planes were detected while flying at medium altitude over southeastern Lebanon. The army says it intercepted the planes by firing anti-aircraft guns. The violation comes amid Israel's escalating war threats in the region. Beirut says Israeli warplanes have entered its airspace on an almost daily basis during the past months. The incursions are against UN Security Council Resolution 1701. The resolution calls on Tel Aviv to stop invading Lebanon's sovereignty by land, sea, as well as air. Former U.S. presidential candidate Afra Ralph Nader has slammed Israel for possessing nuclear weapons and refusing to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Israel has 250 nuclear bombs, and they don't belong to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, so they aren't even part of international law. And of course, Israel's invaded its neighbors repeatedly. Iran hasn't invaded anybody in 250 years.
Tel Aviv is the only nuclear-armed power in the Middle East. It refuses to allow inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit its nuclear sites. This while Iran, a signatory to the NPT, is under pressure from Israel and its Western allies for its peaceful nuclear activities. The threats and pressure continue despite repeated confirmation of the IAEA that Iran's activities are not directed at military purposes. 1:42 a.m. is our time in Tehran, and here's a reminder of this hour's top stories. In France, reports say President Sarkozy's right-wing party has suffered a crushing defeat in regional polls. Iran's leader slams the U.S. human rights violations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You are not in a position to talk to anyone regarding human rights.
And another U.S. drone strike on Pakistan's tribal area. Several people have been killed in that attack.